the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders.
Good morning, Patriots. I'm so glad that we're back together again. I love it. Hey, good morning, Miss Tammy. How are you, darling?
Good morning. Great. How are you?
I'm feeling so good. I'm getting some sleep now, which is nice. Well, our new puppy is now kind of settling in, and kind of we're getting everybody's getting used to everything, and mommy's getting a little more sleep, so that's good. So I'm glad you guys are here. I'm ready. I hope you guys have done your homework. We're going to talk about the great awakening that the Lord told us about in the Old Testament, and it was a beautiful passage that I thought was so interesting, but I didn't know what it was about until it happened. It all makes sense now, so we're going to go into that. If you're new here, I'm Melissa Redpill. This is the website freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live. You can also find it on melissaredpill.com. So definitely check into that, because tons and tons of resources over there, because this is biblical. This is the great day we've been waiting for. And so definitely don't forget to hit the like button right now before we get started. You guys, you know how we'll do. If we don't do it now, let's do it right now. And then we're going to get started. We're going to pray. And we're going to ask the Lord to help us as we study. If you haven't gotten your book yet, go to Amazon. You can download. Actually, this one you can't download. But the study guide, you got it right there, Miss Tammy. You got your study guide. And I've got the answer key right here. All right? The teacher gets the answer key. Nobody else gets the answer key. You got to do the homework yourself, right? You can get it if you want to, but do your study guide first. Anyway, but those are the books in other languages. But yeah, here they are. So this is what we're going to do, chapter 3. I hope you guys are ready. All right, so let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We thank you and we praise you that you gave us this roadmap. You gave us your word so that we would know what to expect in this great day. And you have chosen us to be awake in this time, to be on the earth, first of all, and then to be awake in this time, and to be your mighty army that we were just hearing about from Joel chapter 2. And nothing's like it has ever been seen before or will ever be seen again. This is such an honor and a privilege to be a part of this. Thank you that you've not just allowed us to be part of this battle, which so many people are all over the world, but you've let us see how it is biblical. And I just pray that you'd help us to share this message somehow with people so that they are not afraid, they're not expecting to escape earth and not hiding under the bed in fear, but in full victory and full joy, charging into battle. And I thank you that every one of the battalion is working hard every day, just like it said in Joel, too, that we don't jostle each other. We all move in the exact right position as you lead us by your spirit. That's what they can't overcome. They can't overcome that you speak to us and you lead us by your spirit on what exactly you'd have us to do. Thank you, Lord, for that the day will soon be here, that the enemy will be gone. and that they won't be able to harm us any more. And we'll have peace that will settle over this earth, and wealth and health for everyone. We just can't even wait. We're just so excited for the beautiful, bright future that you have for us. Lead us as we study, speak to our hearts so that we understand. Just make our minds able to grasp what you have put in your word for us. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
All right. I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm so glad that we're here. Yes. So what's going on in Davenport, Iowa? Pray for Davenport. Do they have a flood? I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm not up on that. I'm not up on that. So I see that in the chat. Okay. Hair on my tongue. All right. So this is chapter 3. Ezekiel, humanity's great awakening. So I don't know if you've ever read this passage in Ezekiel chapter 37, but before we actually start, I think I'm going to go ahead and show you this video. And then as she, whoever reads it, you will see what it's talking about. Okay, so here's a little video. Uh-oh, that's not the one. This is the one. this is the one right here called the Valley of Dry Bones of Ezekiel 37. Check this out.
The hand of the Lord was
okay. Hang on, it's not very loud. Let me see if I can make it a little bit louder.
On me, he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I said, "O sovereign Lord, you alone know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the voice of the Lord. I will make breath into you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord.'" So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, "Prophesy to the breath, and say to it, 'Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into these slain that they may live.'" So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army.
Well, there you go. Quite the picture. Quite the image. And so this is from Ezekiel chapter 37. Clearly, this is quite an event that would happen. And so the question is, what would that look like when that would occur? And so bottom line, it's the great awakening that we're experiencing right now by all accounts. And the clip that I had gone to, this one right here is from this ministry. It's called Got Questions Ministries. You can always go to gotquestions.org. They have lots of great information over there. And if you're struggling with a passage, trying to understand what it means, Got Questions has a wealth of information. You still have to really do your research and pray. But I've found that their information is really pretty sound. And so at the very end, he says it will be fulfilled when God regathers believing Israelites. So he's talking about true Israel, the believers, those who have faith in Christ, and when Christ returns. So there you go. This is, I appreciate that he said that. Now, let's get started on what is this great awakening. Of course, as I said here, we didn't know we were asleep. We didn't know we were the ones that were asleep. Because the zombies don't realize they're asleep. We didn't realize that. So, as you're listening, what did the prophet Ezekiel give us an incredible picture of? All right, so Tammy, you want to do that for us? Make it a little bit bigger, maybe?
Okay. He pretty much read this too, but...
Yes, he did.
So Yahweh's hand was on me, and he brought me out of Yahweh's spirit and set me down in the middle of the valley, and it was full of bones. He caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and behold, they were very dry. He said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? I answered, Lord Yahweh, you know. Again he said to me, Prophesy over these bones and tell them, You dry bones, hear Yahweh's word. The Lord Yahweh says to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you will live. I will lay sinews on you, and will bring up flesh on you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you will live. Then you will know that I am Yahweh. So I prophesied as I was commanded. As I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, there was an earthquake. Then the bones came together, bone to its bone. I saw, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh came up, and skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the wind, prophesy, son of man, and tell the wind. The Lord Yahweh says, Come from the four winds, breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied to, as he commanded, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up on their feet. An exceedingly great army.
Love it. And I don't miss that part, the great army. So yeah. they didn't just come to life just to do something, nothing. We came to life for this very purpose. All right, so I love it. So yeah, before we get started, just notice it's two times that Ezekiel prophesied to these dead bones. And so, that's kind of silly, really, for the Lord to ask him to do such a thing as that. But, Ezekiel knows the Lord. He says, I'm going to just do whatever the Lord says for me to do. And so he does do exactly like the Lord says, and that exactly like what the Lord said would happen did happen. And they came to life. So let's start in, and I hope you guys who's done your homework? Give me the thumbs up if you've done your homework. And it is kind of gross. Yeah, exceedingly a valley full of dead, dry bones. Yeah, and I love how Ezekiel says, only you know, Lord. Lord only knows. Only the Lord knows. And clearly, Ezekiel knew enough about the Lord. He knew that the Lord could easily raise them to life if that was his will. And he did not say, no, that couldn't happen, right? And so I really hope that, I'm sure, you guys are full of faith, and you are never at this saying this, but there are people who say, oh, this could never happen. In my opinion, that is not something we really ever want to say, because the Lord is able to do all things. He can do what to man seems impossible. Amen? Right, Tammy?
Amen.
Yeah. All right. So
and today, yeah. Oh.
Go ahead.
I think today some of those bones are live people that were waking up.
Yes.
That are just dead.
Absolutely. All of us. Me, you, all of us were. So yeah, so the question that I had is, what did the prophet Ezekiel, what did he give us an incredible picture of?
And dead bones coming to life.
right. It is. And it's, in my opinion, it's the Great Awakening.
Yes.
This is the picture of the Great Awakening. All right. So now in question number two, what does the valley full of dead dry bones represent?
Humanity. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. All of us. We just didn't realize that we were asleep. And, I know sometimes people have said, oh, it's about, people that you're dead to God until you're awakened by his spirit to walk with him. And that's true. That is true. But this image we get in this passage, it is about there being a moment where there's a group that awakens to be a mighty army. Mm-hmm. Right? And in one sense also, yes, we have been God's army moving for the past 2,000 years to bring his kingdom come throughout the world. And that is true. But this passage just leads you to believe there's a moment when something amazing happens and dead dry bones stand up to be this army to take down the evil. All right. Anybody else have any thoughts on that in the chat? You can pop them in the chat. Number three, we'll keep going though. What did the Lord ask Ezekiel about these bones? What did he ask?
Can these bones come to life again?
Right. Humanly speaking, not possible. But with God, all things are possible. Right? And so, yeah, the bottom line, we know that we were as good as dead. And Preston, how many times has he said that in the past couple of weeks? Our country was as good as dead. Humanity was as good as dead. We were, you know, it was hopeless. It was hopeless. And then, because I remember the day, I mean, I was asleep, it's just as, you know, and I was watching the news, but I had no idea that we were, you know, there was literally a satanic criminal cabal that ran the world. Didn't realize that. Yeah. And so, you know, it was going to take a miracle. And this is what he's asking. Can these live? So the answer is yes. Actually, Ezekiel said, you alone know. But the answer was clearly yes. And remember a few weeks ago, that movie that came out, the three-part movie about Jesus, the resurrection, right around Easter, right around the resurrection day. And if you remember, when Jesus was praying in the garden, the way they portrayed it on the movie, the Chosen movie, they had him go over to see something in the side. And he's like, what is this over here? And it was the Valley of Dry Bones. And he saw Ezekiel, and I played a clip of this several weeks ago when this movie came out, this little clip, and it's of him saying, you know, Ezekiel, can these bones live? You know, and you alone know, and the answer is only because of what our Lord Jesus did on the cross. Mm-hmm. If it had not been for Jesus dying on the cross for us and buying us back, redeeming us from being in the camp of the evil one and translating us into his kingdom, there would be no hope. So it's all because of Jesus. Every blessing we have comes to us because of our Lord Jesus and what he did dying for us on the cross and paying the price to ransom us out of the kingdom of darkness. Praise the Lord. All right, so that's what he asked. Anything else before we go on?
No.
All right. Love it. Yes, I love it too, Marge Mosley. I glorify the day the Father tapped me on the shoulder and woke me up. And the day he gave us that Freedom Force Battalion. Aw, yay. Mm-hmm. Me too, Marge. I'm so glad we're here together. Yes, thank you. I know, me too. Yeah, I love that clip. I've played that clip for years. And, you know, Chris Tomlin has that song, you know, what is that song that he sings? We call dead bones back to life. That's the other girl. That's the girl who sings that. But Chris Tomlin has a song about it too. It's really very interesting how many people have been singing songs about the dead, dry bones coming to life. And as a missionary, you're thinking about it for people to come to life in walking with the Jesus. And that's true. But there's clearly more in this passage even than that. Okay, so number four. What did Ezekiel rightly answer? Which I'd already said. Go ahead.
Yeah, only you know, Lord.
Yes, mm-hmm. You alone know if this can happen. And yeah. And of course, Ezekiel is talking to him before. This is about 1,500 years before Christ came and fulfilled his role on the cross, what he did on the cross for us, so dying for our sins, and so buying us back. So Ezekiel didn't have the full picture of what we get to enjoy. We understand now what the Lord Jesus has done for us. What did the Lord ask Ezekiel to do next?
To speak to those dry bones,
right,
and to hear the word of the Lord. So we keep going. I mean, breathe the life into him. Or it says, "Well, I will cause breath to enter to you, and you shall live. I will lay sinew and bring back flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord."
Yep. Mm-hmm. Many times in the prophets, of course, because we're going through all the different prophets in this book. We're going through Hosea and Zechariah and Zephaniah and Joel and Habakkuk and Obadiah. We're going through each one of them. And it's funny how so many of them say, "And you will know."
Mm-hmm.
After this all happens, you will know that I'm the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, and honest truth is that it's been difficult sometimes to believe, you know, when you talk to people about Christ and you tell them about that he's the king of the world, they're like, why is this world looking so bad? If he's the king, why is this looking so bad around here? What's going on if he's the king? So it's, you know, it's all been part of his plan. And sometimes if someone who doesn't have the eyes to see that, they can't receive it. right? Yeah. It's only by faith can you receive that, because it is hard to recognize. But once he takes the role as the king of the world, everyone will know that he is the king, that he's the king of the world, and everybody's going to know it. So, yeah. All right, so he said to speak to the bones. I know that. Just think about how silly that would be for Ezekiel to be out there. Hear the word of the Lord, you know, in bones. It's just silly, you know? It's kind of funny, but he did it. And then what happened?
He spoke to the bones, and the bones joined together, and flesh appeared on them.
Yep. Of course, that's a picture of what happened with us. You know, and spiritually, when you were dead in your trespasses and sins, as it says in Ephesians 2:1, and you heard the word of the Lord to receive Christ as your Savior, and you didn't know, you know, what that really meant. None of us knew what it meant, but you said, okay, I'm ready to receive Christ. I'm ready. I want to do this. I don't know what that all entails, but I don't want to walk in this, you know, in the darkness anymore. I want to walk in the light of Christ. And then he spiritually put sinews on you and brought you back to life. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. And so that's, you know, that's one interpretation of this, but the true fulfillment of this passage is, of course, that the Lord would awaken us to hearing what was truly happening. You know, there are still people who are still asleep. Clearly we know that, right? It's maddening a little bit. But remember, always remember that the Lord chose you for this, and he didn't choose everybody. That's all I know to say. It's the grace of God that he chose you and me. It's a huge blessing. As we talked about in Revelation 14, the great 144,000 is those who are hand selected from the Lord as the first fruits to be in his army. And it's a beautiful and amazing thing. And I'm sure it's for the reason he did it, as I've talked about before, is because if everyone was awake, then they would know it was curtains. We could only have a certain number of people awake because they bad guys need to think that they can still get away. They still need to have hope that they can defeat us. And so, yeah. All right. So they all joined together. It was a cute little thing on the video, how the, you know, foot bone connected to the ankle bone connected to the leg bone. Yeah. All right. So that was, they heard the word of the Lord. Yeah. So
this is singing with me. Yeah, I'm singing with you.
Yes. So yeah, it was, that's what it all came together. But they don't have the breath of God in them yet. Okay. So something different. So it's a two-part process. It's a two-step process. All right. So now, question number 7, what does Ezekiel speaking to the valley full of dry bones, dead dry bones, represent?
Humanity waking up.
Yeah.
But just waking up. Not all the way there yet.
Okay. All right. So I'm wondering what else did I write in number 7? Because I think my point of this was, let's see. I'm in the wrong chapter. I'm looking at the answer key. So speaking to the valley full of dry bones, what does it represent? But I guess I didn't answer that question right. So this is speaking to the valley, speaking is really the Lord speaking to our hearts, to tap us on the shoulder, like Marge was talking about, to tap us on the shoulder, to awaken us, and to have the angels tell us the truth about, you know, what's been going on. So I really need to probably add a little bit more. I'll write that down. Number 7, add a little bit more to the answer key. All right. So what are some of the things that we directly heard from the Lord that woke us up?
A lot of different things. The pedophiles.
Yep.
And traffickers.
Yep.
Fake news.
Yep.
Money making wars.
Yep.
Diseases, chemtrails, puppet leaders, just all the things, are not even only the leaders, the politicians, just different things.
Yep. All of that. all that. You guys can put in the chat what was it that really woke you up? What was the first thing that kind of you just felt like snapped you into reality? For me, it was that WikiLeaks, when the WikiLeaks came out and they were talking about the, you know, and I realized that the Clintons and the Bushes were best friends. It was a uniparty. That woke me up, and that what they were doing with the White House and the hot dogs. That I was like, wait, this is pure evil here. This is you know, trafficking children. And that's why this whole thing with Epstein is not going away. Here it is, July 12th, 2025. If you're looking at this, you know, 2 years down the pike, we're still in the situation where right now the thing that's happening right now is the Epstein files are, they're acting like it's not any big deal, and it's, we're just moving on. We need to move on. In my humble opinion, maybe I'm not that humble. I'm just like, let me tell you what it is. And President Trump is a genius, because it's forcing people, it's getting everybody's dander up. And I mean, this is not going away, because the lefties are trying to get this information out too. They're like, oh, that's the way we're going to get Trump, because he's on the list. You know, he must be trying to cover it up because he's on the list. It's if they were wise, they would shut their mouths, their pie hole, but they're not. And so this has got to come out. I'm joking around, but this has got to come out. And I posted a thing this morning. I said, a poll. I said, okay, do you guys think that the list, all the Epstein information will come out before or after the arrests? And what did you guys think? Did you guys answer that poll? I'm going to look back at the poll and see if what everyone said. Because last time I looked, it was like 85, 90% were saying, nope, it's going. Okay, here we go. It's at 84%. It has to be after. Because these people are so evil. If this truth came out, they've been using this to blackmail people all over the world. And it's bombshell type of information. If that all came out, it would be World War 15. They would do untold evil, weather weapons, direct energy weapons. They would do Lord only knows what. In my humble opinion, it has to be after they're arrested. And that people don't know what they're messing with when they say to expose the Epstein file. And they just don't realize what would happen if that was all exposed. And they're screaming for it, and I understand that. Let's all scream for it and say we want to get to the bottom of this, because we cannot allow child trafficking and the blackmail of people. Oh, the other thing that just happened today was that just came out that Charlie Kirk, of all people, at this event that they're having, the SAS convention, and Megyn Kelly both said they believed it was done, you know, Epstein worked for Mossad. It's like, what? I can't believe they're saying that, right? I mean, you can't put that baby back in whatever, genie back in the bottle, or whatever you have. You can't unspeak those words. That's said now. So, and then Tucker said the very same thing. Said it was done by Israel, Mossad. So, these are the things that woke us up, and the people are not going back to sleep on this. We're not living. None of us are living in a world where this is going on. So, and so many things of evil have been happening, but that I think is probably the number one. All right. Now, so number 9. Go ahead.
Okay. What does Matthew 11:12 say that reinforces what the Lord is saying to his people? From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent will take it by force.
Amen. Woo! Freedom force! Here we are! Yes, here we go. I love this passage. That's why we got our name, Freedom Force. We are taking the kingdom by force. You know, you don't get the kingdom by just laying down. You don't. And that's why we post and we share and you share and you share and you share. And I appreciate it. We are a force to be reckoned with. And that's whenever I see all the people, I imagine each one of them, everybody working together some of them working on this issue, or someone were focusing on that issue. You know, Mike Lindell focusing on the election interference and cheating, and you know, all just everybody working together, pushing, and you know, then for each one of us sharing what people are working on. Like I just shared this morning about Shanahan, how she has been exposing the direct energy weapons. You know, and how they use that. It's not about the cloud seeding. It's about much higher than that. And so, anyway, I just really appreciate everybody working so hard. And we are taking this by force because we're forcing the truth into the public. We're just pushing it out there. And people, it's everywhere that there's no getting around it. So, from the days of John the Baptizer until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. We have been suffering violence upon violence upon violence upon violence. They have done things to our health. They've done things to our wealth. They've done things to our peace. They've done things we don't even need to go into. And the violent take it by force. We are taking the kingdom by violence. I'm not shooting anybody. I'm not rioting in the streets. The one thing they can't put up with, and the reason they banned me from so many different places, is because we're speaking the truth. This is what they can't put up with. They would much prefer us to go march in the streets and burn something down. We're not doing that. We're violent with the truth. That's the way we bring their kingdom down. Amen? All right. So that, I love that. I love that. Yeah, what does WWG1WGA mean?
Where we go one, we go all.
Right. Get ready, because we are going to see some very wild things happening when these, you know, President Trump is going to say the storm is upon us at some point. And yeah, we're all going. We're going through this birth canal. We're going through. There's no other way. We're going to have to go, and we're going to all go together. All of humanity is going to experience whatever it is, and we're going to win. But it may be some very difficult days, like this past week was difficult with this terrible flood in Kerrville, and just very heartbreaking things. There have been a lot of heartbreaking things for a long, long time, as it said in Matthew 11:12. There have been a lot of heartbreaking things, and soon the heartbreaking things will be over. Soon it says we'll have joy that no man can take away. Amen. I'm ready. Amen. I know I am too. Rest and bomb. I'm ready. Yes. All right. So yeah, where we go one, we go all. All right. Number 11, what does Ezekiel speak to the valley full of dry bones represent?
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
A number 11.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. The Great Awakening.
Yes.
I got lost there.
Okay. Turn the page.
The Great Awakening of Humanity.
Of humanity, exactly. The Great Awakening of Humanity. Amen. This is what this whole passage is about. This whole passage is about the great awakening of all of humanity. All right, so now the Lord tells him to do something next. What's the next thing that Ezekiel says? What he's done so far, he's spoken to the bones, and then the bones were joined together, and then they got sinew on them, but they are not breathing. All right, so what does the Lord tell Ezekiel to do next?
The Lord told Ezekiel to say to the spirit to breathe on these dead bones and give them life. So from the four winds.
Yes. Yes. From the four winds. Amen. Yep. And how many times have we read that? So many places it talks about the four winds. It's talking about the spirit of the Lord from all these from east, north, east, south, and west. And they're the four directions. It's really from all of God's people, that we're all, by the Spirit of the Lord, we're all sharing this truth. It's really quite an amazing thing. So he told them to breathe and have the Spirit of the Lord breathe on them. Kind of like when our Lord Jesus was with the disciples in the upper room and he breathed on them. Remember that? They were alive. They were there, but they needed a push. They needed his spirit. They needed him. And then once they were filled with his spirit, then they could complete the task that he had given to them. And so we need, you know, it's not enough to know the truth. We have to have the power of his spirit. Amen? We have to have that. All right. So that's what he did, and that's why, right? Because we are desperately in need of his spirit. Mm-hmm. We cannot do any of this of our own power. Forget it. And we need the wisdom to know what to do. How many times have I prayed for you guys, the Lord, to guide you on what to say, when to say it, who to say it to, what to click, you know, all these things to research, but as guided by his spirit and filled by his spirit. Amen. All right, so now question 14. What happened when Ezekiel obeyed the Lord?
Those bodies that now had muscles on them stood up. That's us. They became the 17 army. Yay.
Yes, yes. Now we can get something done. Now we can get some happening here because everyone's awake and invigorated with his spirit. Mm-hmm. With his spirit. Now, did I put in this? I don't think I put in here Revelation 11:11. Did I? Did I not put that in this chapter at all? Oh, my word of mercy. Okay, I'm going to have to revamp this book. I have to add that in. All right. So here is Revelation 11:11. Right here, my friends, my pretties. This is from Revelation 11:11, which is the awakening verse. It says after three, let me move it down just a little bit. After 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered into them, and they stood on their feet, just exactly like Tammy just said. The Lord had us stand on our feet, a mighty army. I mean, this is the parallel passage in the New Testament, is Revelation 11:11. And great fear fell on all those who saw them. I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, come up here. And they went into heaven in a cloud, and their enemies saw them. Now, they've led us to believe that's because we're escaping earth and we're going away. But they wouldn't be in fear if we were leaving. They're in fear because we're rising into positions of authority. We are standing on our feet, standing up for ourselves. We're saying, no, we're not going to take the jab. No, we're not going to listen to your fake news. No, we're not going to allow you to do these things to children. We are standing on our feet as a man, as a human, as a free person, as a person made in the image of God. Because why? It says in verse 11, the breath of life from God entered into them, and they stood on their feet. Amen. All right, and so right after this, it says in verse 13, and that day there was a great earthquake, a tenth of the city fell, 7,000 people were killed in the earthquake, and the rest were terrified and gave glory to God, the God of heaven. Okay, so this is symbolic language that the cabal will fall in this great earthquake. They will disintegrate. They will be exposed and brought down. That's what the earthquake is about, and it says a tenth of the city fell. All right, so there. It says, interestingly, many of these people who were maybe part of this were terrified and gave glory to God. They said, "Okay, we're not going to be part of this." So it'll be interesting to see. You know, there are some that he says no deals. There's no deals, but there are some who maybe didn't realize what they were involved in, who will come out. All right, so bottom line, the main thing I want you to see is 11:11. That God breathed life into them, just like it says in Ezekiel 37, just like it said right there. All right, so beautiful. So, the Lord did this miracle. All right, so the next thing is Matthew 24. Let me go up to the top here. This is about more about the four winds. Matthew 24, verse 31. Read that one for us, Tammy.
He will send out his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his chosen ones from the four winds, from one end of the sky to the other.
Right, right. So, yes, it's a beautiful thing that the angels heard this trumpet call, this great da-da, 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 and it was right at the Feast of Trumpets in 2017 when the sign of the Son of Man appeared. And that's when we woke up. For those of you who don't know, most of you have seen over on the freedomforce.live, you will see the beautiful sign of the Son of Man right there, also called the Woman in Labor. And that was at the Feast of Trumpets in 2017. And that was the awakening call for us, the first awakening call. And so there have been seven trumpets since then, awakening us so year after year to awaken to all these things that were going on. All right, so... The thing I was saying also, it says from the four winds, as I was saying, north, south, east, and west. And it's also, as I've talked about before, that I was able, thankfully, to decode in this book right here in End Times and A Thousand Years of Peace. I talk about how the four faces of the four beasts are really representative of the tribes of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, north, south, east, and west, how they were encamped in the wilderness for 40 years. So this is a picture of, when it talks about it coming from the four winds, I really don't think it's always just about angels, really so much about angels telling us. I mean, because who's telling you the truth every day? Melly, you know, people. People are telling you. The people who are, you're telling the people, you're telling the truth. It's we're blowing the wind of truth. You are the agents of the angels. Yes, the angels, you know, awakened us, but we are now breathing on humanity with the truth. This is really what it's talking about, is that we are the Israelites, the chosen, the Omer, to breathe on to the people of the earth, breathing this truth. That's what we're doing. And so, yeah, it's an amazing thing. Whether you're doing it on, you know, X, don't forget to go on my Melissa Red Pill X account, or you can see all my social media right here on freedomforce.live. All the social media is right here. Wherever you go to share truth, Facebook, talking to people, texting people, emailing, whatever it is, you're breathing this truth onto people. And, you know, sometimes they receive it, sometimes they don't, but, you know, we're all, and sometimes they, you'll plant and another person will water and the Lord will provide the increase, right? And so sometimes they'll get it from maybe someone else, but you've done your role. All right, so this is Joel chapter 2. I love this passage. This is the one I played at the very, very beginning. Blow the trumpet in Zion, because I think Trump, you know, he's the Trump. He's the Trump. He's our commander in chief. He has been blasting that truth for us for all these years. And I'm telling you, it's a beautiful thing to watch all the truth coming out. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. In other words, the alarm is, wake up, wake up, whatever your alarm clock sounds like. Wake up and fight against these tyrants. Sound this alarm. We've got work to do. We've got to stop these tyrants, because they're trying to clamp us down. Let all the inhabitants of the earth of the land tremble, for the day of Yahweh comes, for it is close at hand, a day of darkness and gloominess. Yes, it's been gloomy for a lot of people. It's been difficult. It's been, you know, we've had wars and all these different things. But the biggest part of the darkness and gloominess is for the cabal. If you think it's dark for you, imagine being in their shoes. They're looking straight ahead, straight through the barrel of a gun, realizing that judgment is coming for them. And it's a hard fall, because they've been so rich and powerful and getting away with anything and everything. It's a hard thing. It's a hard pill to swallow that they're going to be brought down. A day of clouds and thick darkness is the dawn spreading on the mountains, a great and strong people. There has never been the like, never, neither will there be any more after them. Who's that? That's us, the greatest ever worldwide patriot army. Worldwide. Right? Not just in America, all over, even to the years of many generations. What we are being a part of is historic. It's amazing. A fire devours before them, and behind them a flame burns. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them there's a desolate wilderness. In other words, they have all their lives built up, and it's all looks like great. This is what the mainstream media has been saying, and everyone just believed whatever they were told. Maybe they have a different opinion. Oh, that's what CNN says, and this is what. But all their lies are burned down. They're all burned down. The fire, we're coming through, and we burn down all the lies and replace it with truth. It was a Garden of Eden. Like, oh, how beautiful. All these lies are. Isn't that very strange? But that's the interpretation of this passage. They have it all built up, and oh, you know, just believe whatever we say. And we're like, nope, we don't believe any of that anymore. And yes, and no one has escaped them. Not one lie has escaped. We are covering, I mean, we're on it. Like on that Epstein video, right? That Epstein video the other day, with Anons went through that thing and found that one missing minute, right? They're like, okay, we cannot. They cannot get away with even one little lie. Their appearance is as the appearance of horses, and they run as horsemen, like the chariots, noise of chariots on the tops of the mountains. They leap like the noise of a flame of fire that devours the stubble, like a strong people set in battle array. At their presence, the people, the New World Order, in other words, are in anguish. All the faces have grown pale. Of course, the deep state is in panic, panic, panic. They run like mighty men. We are in hot pursuit. Every time, like just before I came on, it's like, okay, something else happened. I gotta tell that. I gotta speak the truth about that. And I know you guys grab that and you go and you share it wherever you can. I love it, love it, love it. So, we are in hot pursuit to expose the truth. Just really exciting. They climb the wall like warriors. They each march in his line. They don't swerve off course. Exactly what I was talking about. You guys always are doing whatever the Lord has commanded each one of you to do. They can't overcome that. His spirit working in us. It's an amazing thing. And when the Lord puts something in your heart to do, there's nothing to do but do it. it's a joy. But you won't have a minute's peace until you do. So you might as well go ahead and do it. One doesn't jostle another. They each march in their own path. They burst through the defenses. They don't break ranks. They rush on the city. They run on the wall. They climb up into the houses. We're exposing every lie. Wherever we have to go, whatever we have to do, we are all working to get this job done. And we're not playing around. We're rushing into the city. Like if you think of when the people went when the walls of Jericho came down and they rushed into the city to completely destroy all the evil in there that had been going on. It was cannibalism. It's awful what was going on. And, you know, we're rushing in to hurry to stop this evil. We're rushing in. They enter at the windows like thieves. In other words, people will see your posts that you'll never know. You've gone, basically, you know, they're reading it in their homes, in the privacy of their home. How impossible would that have been for this passage to be fulfilled, except for social media? It's really mm-hmm. amazing. That's how we're going in the windows. We're not actually going in anybody's window, but we're posting, and people see it inside their homes. The earth quakes before them. The heavens tremble. In other words, the world is in upheaval because the world systems, the powerful ones, are falling. The sun and the moon are darkened. In other words, the brightest and the mightiest are now despised. The celebrities, the stars, we're not following them anymore, right? The rich and the stars withdraw their shining. The rich and famous stars are being exposed. Chemtrails, and also says chemtrails making the sky murky gray. Yahweh thunders his voice before his army, and his forces are very great. He is strong for who obeys his command. For the day of Yahweh is great and very awesome. Who can endure it? Not any of the criminals. We will endure it. We can endure it, but they can't endure it. Only the righteous can endure it. All right, what are your thoughts about Joel chapter 2? Who are the locusts and what are they doing? Who is leading them? Did it say locusts at the beginning? Let's see. Was this over here? Sorry. Did it say locusts in this? Because we got the WEB version. The inhabitants of the land tremble. It doesn't really say locusts in here, but it's in this version. But the locusts are coming Anyway, it's really about this locust army. So, anyway, either way, it's I need to probably tidy that up too. All right, so because we use the WEB version, we had to update it to the WEB version because it is a public domain. All right, so now, question 16. What are your answers on that?
What are your thoughts? Well, we are the army. The people, we are the army. We are the ones that fighting alongside each other, together and in our own computers for the same cause, for the Lord destroying them. And they are panicking. I see panic in every time I turn the TV on, I see right. panic. And social media has been our greatest asset.
Yes.
To get the word out, get yes. the truth out.
Yes. Yes, they thought it was going to control us, and it's actually boomeranged on them. Love it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we were just talking about today, you know, how obvious it is that we're winning because of their panic and how mm-hmm. they just, you know, they're pushing back on everything and fighting Trump so hard. Well, that tells you right there that they are losing, and they know it. Who is leading them? The Lord. is at the head of the column. The Lord himself is at the head of the column. Yeah. He leads us with a shout, with a trump. Okay, question number 17. What does God want us to do? Revelation 5:10.
So he made us kings and priests to our God, and we will reign on the earth.
Woohoo! Isn't that awesome? Imagine every position being filled with good people who are working for the good of humanity for a change. We had people working for the good of humanity, but they weren't. They were working, for the cabal, which has been heartbreaking to learn. But now we'll have truly good people, and all of us.
We were definitely asleep. We were just ignoring. We weren't voting correctly. We were letting people into our schools, into our systems, and everything. We were lulled into something. You know, even now we have to keep fighting and getting the word out because people still want to just, can I just do my garden? Can I just take care of me today? But it's not over.
No, it's not. Imagine us all reigning with him. He says, I've made you a ruler. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you a ruler over much. Mm-hmm. That's what the Lord said. Mm-hmm. So you're proving yourself right now that you are faithful. Yeah, I'm really proud of you. Jesus said he's proud of you too. All right, so question number 18. Our Lord Jesus knew the Satan worshipers would not simply hand over the kingdom to the righteous. What did he say in Matthew 11:12 we must do? Okay, I already had that question, so why am I having that again? Okay, sorry. We already talked about that one. Okay, so I didn't even realize that was in there twice. All right, so this is one of the reasons we named our group, the Freedom Force Battalion. All right, so on freedomforce.live, we have a video playlist called This is Biblical that decodes the biblical battle scenes that are being played out today. Name some of those biblical battle scenes, biblical accounts that are being played out before our eyes.
Okay, so let me see a few. David killing Goliath.
Yes, that's what we're doing. We're killing this huge Goliath, this huge New World Order. Yep.
Joshua with the wall, taking down the wall.
Yep.
Slowly, steady.
Right. Well, and also, there was Canaan, which is cannibals. And that's, we now realize that that's what these people do. And so that's why we have to destroy them, because these people are pure evil. This is demonic. They're filled with demons. All right, keep going. What else you got?
Oh, Gideon blowing the trumpets.
Yeah.
To defeat thousands of enemies when there were only a few of them.
Yes, and he only had 300. Gideon only had 300, and none of them were hurt. But all the enemies ended up fighting and destroying each other. So funny. So that's what's going to happen here, you guys. They're going to destroy each other. That's what's happening. They're turning on each other.
And this is Esther. I love this one because I don't know how many times I said, for such a time as this.
Yep.
And the last few years, we have, this is our moment. And when you hear that tugging in your heart.
Amen. Listen. Right. Yeah. Because once this is over, there's no other chance to fight in the Battle of Armageddon. This is our chance to fight. Exactly. The Lord put us in a position for such a time as this. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. But also before you go on to the next one, remember with the story of Esther, is that she was, they were as good as dead. They had no weapons. They couldn't even defend themselves. Mm-hmm. But the edict, was that they were able to defend themselves. That didn't stop the bad guys from coming to fight them, but it gave them the ability to defend themselves, and they won. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Yep. Any more?
Deborah in jail.
Woo! Yep. Yep. That's quite the story. If y'all haven't read the story of Yael, anyway, you can check it out. These are all in this book, End Times, This is Biblical. You can get it $2.99 on Amazon. But all those stories and talking about how they're being fulfilled in our day, which is amazing. So, Yael put a stake through the head of the enemy. Mm-hmm. The woman did not play. Yeah. And this is what we're doing. Symbolically speaking, symbolically, I'm not violent. But this is symbolically speaking. Okay. Now, I think that might be it. Is that, that's the last one? Yes. Yes. So next week, we're going to start on Obadiah. That one's a good one. That one's just one little chapter. That's a good one to start with. Because the other ones, we didn't do the whole book of Ezekiel. Last week we did the ones, if you missed that, go back and look at the ones about the woman in labor. We pulled different verses about the woman in labor. And we did a little, just one chapter in Daniel. But these other ones, going on from here, we're going to go chapter by chapter, pretty much almost verse by verse. Not completely, but we're going to really do a deeper dive into each of these books. And so Obadiah is pretty easy because it's just one little chapter. And so, yeah, I love it. The very last verse says, "The Lord himself will be king." It says this many times in the minor prophets, they say, but the Lord himself will dwell among us and he'll be king. So that's your homework for next week. So it's going to be a fairly easy one, but it'll help. We're going to get to the bottom of the, who are the Edomites. All right. How was that, everybody? Loved it. I loved it. Hope you did too. All right. So this was, here's the chapters that we're going through. Let me go back up to the top. Let me go to the chapters right here. So here we did the Daniel, we did the woman in labor, we did Ezekiel, humanity's great awakening, and now we're going to go on to see Obadiah. All right, is there anything else you wanted to add, Miss Tammy, before we go?
No, I think we're good.
All right, I think we are too. I think we got it. All right, I'm just very thankful that we have awakened. You want to pray for us before we go?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we just lift up this day, this study, and we just ask that it all resonates on everyone's heart, Lord. And we just ask that they continue to send it out to more and more people, that we awaken all that needs to be awakened for that moment, that suddenly moment when you take over all that's going on here and you let everyone know that you are the King,
yes.
You are the Lord, and you are the Mighty One, and that things may look like that they're not going our way. Things may look like that there is suffering, but that you are in control and you are steps ahead of us, Lord. So we just put that before you, and we ask each person here today, take that out with them. Yes. And just listen to their hearts, listen to your voice, and go forth and do what it is you're calling us to do. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. That's right. Amen to all that. All right, so y'all heard her. Let's go.
Go and do it.
Let's do it. I love you guys. And I'll see you tomorrow morning. Of course, our regular Sunday morning video at live stream at 11 a.m. Central. Okay, guys? I love you. I love you so much. I'm so appreciate everybody here. Don't forget to support Mike Lindell. He's hard in the fight. You can check him out over on Give, Send, Go. You can also support him at get some pillows and blankets and beach towels and that kind of thing over at mypillow.com using the promo code Mel. You can get the discount. Oh, the other thing is I mentioned about the detox that's going on. It's only for $5 is today. You can go on to get that. It's over on my, let me show you super, super quick over on this. It's only $5 right here on the health page, right here, health links. And I think tomorrow's the last day if you want it. It's only tomorrow's the last day. And everything over there is 20% off. I'm going to pop this in the chat so you guys can have that. That's the $5 special. And that is the one that detoxes at the cellular level. Okay, so don't miss this opportunity to get that. So anyway, so definitely check that as well as, like I said, everything that they have, the greens that I have every day that I put in my smoothie, all the cleanses, the detoxes, they're over there at 20% off through this month. So check that out too. All right, guys, I love you. It's time to go. Hate it, but it is. Okay, guys, I'll see you tomorrow, and we will talk to you later.